What work did I hear you say? Why, the rebuilding of our south wall, of course. Major Perigord, Skipper, Logalog, Gergan Spearback, and our own Arvin all agreed that they cannot abide idle pause. So we have a veritable army working on the south wall, filling holes, tamping down earth, and relaying the massive red sandstone blocks. It will soon be completed, and then there will be double reason, nay, treble, for festivities. One for the new wall, and two to celebrate the lives of those lost in the battle last summer. The third reason is so exciting that I can scarce bring myself to write about it. Tamo and Pask are to be wedded. It's true. Tornuk flew off some time back to bring Tamo's family from Camp Tussock to attend the celebrations. Mem Davinia was very proud of her son, and even old Colonel Cornsbury had to admit that his son was a true long patrol warrior. Abbas Tansy saved enough gold and 3 beautiful emeralds to make a paw bracelet for Pask. She is the prettiest hare I have ever seen, and I personally think that she knows more of healing wounds than any beast. But don't tell Sister Viola I said that. Alas, even Pass can do nothing for Tamo's limp, which the spear wound in his leg caused. But Tamo just laughs when asked about his injury. He says that he never intended being a runner, and gets about better than most. I agree with him. The limp is hardly noticeable. When the sad day arrives that Rosano has to leave us, our abbey will not be without her badger. Lady Cregor has decided to live at Redwall as Badger Mother. The Dibbons adore her, and though she has massive strength, her gentleness toward them is touching to see. And talking about seeing, Mother Cregor is learning to see more without the use of her sight than most of us can see with 2 eyes.